Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller, a senior here at Fairfield Christian Academy. Our special guest today is Heather Keener, Marketing and Communications Director at FCA. Welcome, Mrs. Keener.
Hi, Abby. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I am a graduate of Otterbein University about 20-ish years ago. Almost 20 years ago, about 19 years ago. And so I've been in this area most of my life, grew up here, went to Bern Union. So that's kind of interesting when we play against them. It's cool to be back in the MSL here with my own kids. I have been at the school on and off since my oldest was about 2, and he's 16 now, getting ready to take his driver's exam. So took a couple breaks here and there when I had twins and such. So, but been around a long time to see a lot of students grow up and become adults and have children of their own, which is really exciting, to just feel like that's what I've put my career efforts toward. So
that's awesome. So do all 4 kids go to school here?
They do. My oldest is in 10th grade. My twins are in 7th grade now. They just turned 13. And then my little girl, my only girl, she's a first grader. So she's the little princess.
That would make sense. So we're coming up on the Christmas season. What's happening here around the school?
Well, Christmas is wonderful, especially when you work at a school. I know you guys understand that, when Christmas starts coming around, it's like, oh, yes, break is coming. But, you know, we feel the same way when we're working in the offices and in the classrooms. It's so exciting to kind of have this build up to when you get to spend time at home with your friends and family, have some time off. And but Christmas is my favorite. So right now the church is all decorated in the foyers. It's really, you know, the mood is just set for Christmas. So we have some particular events that we do every Christmas to get people in the mood, to have some fun. This week right now we've got the elementary and the preschool classes doing their secret Christmas shopping experience. So, the bring your little envelope with your money in it, and your I pick out a gift for mom and dad and auntie and grandma and all these different people, and then they wrap them and they take them home. They're all wrapped. It's a surprise, and the little kids just love it.
I remember when I used to do it, and it was awesome, and my parents loved seeing what I got them because I'd pick out the randomest things that they wouldn't even need, but it was fun.
It doesn't even matter what they get. It's just the thought, you know, and they spend time with the high school students. The high schoolers come down and help. They help wrap. They help add. They help subtract. They help, check everybody off, make sure everyone was covered. So it's just a really neat interaction between our big kids and our little kids at the same time. So.
Yeah, that's awesome that we're able to get involved downstairs. And do a lot of kids participate, or is it just whoever brings in money?
Well, it's whoever. I mean, I think if I had to guess, I'd say almost everybody participates. Mm-hmm. It's really inexpensive. The items are $2 and $4.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if they just shop for mom and dad, it can be as inexpensive as $4. We don't, you know, really do it to make any money, although it is a fundraiser for our school. But we really do it just because it's fun and it's a neat thing for the little kids to do.
Awesome. You know? So along with that, there's a string and bands concert next week for the choir and the string and bands.
Yes. Yeah. The next thing is concert week. You know, next week we'll put up our student art show. It'll be in the foyer right there in the center all week long, displaying the artwork, and that's to go along with the strings concert, which is Tuesday night at 7, and then the choir and band concert together is Thursday night at 7 next week.
Awesome. Okay, so is the art going to be up for the strings, band, and choir, all three of them?
Yeah, we'll leave it up, actually, the whole week.
Okay.
So people can stop in and take a look around. All they have to do is sign in at door B.
Awesome.
Yep, spend some time with us.
So There's a Christmas shop vendor fair going on, I've heard.
Right. That's the next thing. That's also next week. The foyer is going to be jam-packed. Around the entire perimeter of our foyer, around that art show, is going to be what you would traditionally call a vendor fair or a craft fair. We've got, I think, something like 20 people coming to display different things. Some of the companies are Lila Rose. I'm not sure what that is. Looks like it's hair clips. I haven't seen those yet. But we've got Arbon, Origami Owl, Scentsy, Mary Kay, Norwex, Tastefully Simple, Jordan Essentials, Beatrice and Evelyn, Rodan and Fields. We have several students bringing things. We have some parents that are selling. Erica Neal's going to be bringing us her pepperoni rolls from West Virginia. And some of our students have toys and other, you know, homemade things that they're going to be selling to just kind of get a little experience and see how the business world works. So,
gotcha. So this is where everyone brings in basically what they want to sell, and like mm-hmm. anyone can come in and purchase
right,
what they want.
Right, just like a craft fair, or, you know, if really each person is in charge of their own. They just sell what they have for whatever price they want, and really they just essentially support the school with a little bit of a kickback for that. So they do it to support the school, but at the same time, I think it helps them spread the word about their businesses and maybe help them get a little bit of Christmas money earned for themselves. So
where does this take place?
In the foyer, in the main foyer, inside door B. If you do come to shop, you will just have to sign in with our receptionist at door B because we do keep the building secure during the day, during the school day. You know, anytime really between 8 o'clock in the morning and 4 p.m., a lot of our vendors come and sit during lunch hour. Some of them stay all day. It just kind of depends. But you would catch them after school for sure between 3 and 4, and especially before the concerts on Tuesday and Thursday.
Gotcha. So why does FCA have the vendor fair? Is there any reason, or is it just...
Well, I mean, particularly, I would say, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, the first time I did this, it was kind of like a way for us to help our families, you know, just for us to support them and what they're doing, you know. So, but, you know, it turns out to work out to help both sides. They will give us a donation back from their sales. They get exposure for their business, helps them, helps us, kind of a thing.
So it's also another fundraiser for the school.
It is.
But it also helps them too.
Right,
so
right.
That's awesome.
We try to balance fundraising, you know, with fun. So that most of the time you don't really know it's fundraising. You know, we don't want it to be a drag, but we do need to pay the bills.
Right. There's lots of things I know that we do that are also fundraisers, like the carnival and other things that also are lots of fun for the kids. And even like the secret Christmas shopping thing that the little kids are doing is awesome. So there's an all-class reunion coming up.
Right. We've been talking about this for our 20th anniversary. Remember I had approached you and Brianna about doing the reunion. So I really appreciate how you've taken that on, and it looks like it's coming together really well. I'm so excited because now we are able to induct our 2013 boys basketball Final Four team into our FCA Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know I've talked to some of the players on the team, and it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait for everyone to come back.
We're looking forward to it. I've had a bunch of people email me, which is great. So if anybody out there is alumni or you know people that went to school here, we would love to bring them home. What we're going to do, because people have been asking this, so what are we going to do? We're going to get together before the basketball game.
Yes, before the basketball game, around 6:30 for some appetizers.
Okay, so food. But not like a fancy dinner, because
again, casual.
Yeah, because we've invited all the classes. It's going to be mixed bag, but you know, it could be, excuse me, a whole lot of people. So you know, we kind of just have to keep it a little informal this first time. But maybe we can repeat this every so often.
I think it's awesome that we're also able to bring them back for the boys basketball game, because I know they'll love the support and they're going to love seeing people that they've grown up with, even though they've been older, because I know I've looked up to people that are older than me and I can remember them.
Well, I can't wait to see some of my first students. I mean, the place has changed. I want to see them walk in that gym, be like, "What? I love this place. Look at all the banners. Look at all of the, you know, we have, you know, state champ track, this and that, you know, just different, mm-hmm. different individual accomplishments up on the walls. Now we have team accomplishments up on the wall. It just gives it a really great atmosphere. Of course, the basketball games are really fun too.
Awesome. Oh, so fun. I love going to the basketball games. I wasn't really around. I don't really remember what it was like a long time ago, but I definitely can tell that it's changed.
Yes, it was a small place. I mean, we always had, you know, a nice new building, but we've built on, mm-hmm. you know, and now the building is packed full. I mean, you know, there's no classroom that's available. If you need some space, somebody else has to move out of the space for a while. So we're excited to be packed full, you know, but we always want to make sure that we are serving as many students as possible, you know, so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome, especially if we can get a bunch of the graduates from the first years mm-hmm. to come back, because it's changed a lot, even including the outdoor athletic facility that's in the making.
Right, so. Which we kind of never dreamed would happen.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I never thought it would happen.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, this vision that while we really could use some outdoor facilities, but man, it just seemed so big, you
right.
know, to like a, you know, a big project that we would, it was just always in the future, you know, so.
Yeah, so that's awesome that we're able to grow so much as a school, and I'm excited to see what happens in the future. So thanks for joining us, Mrs. Keener. And to all of our listeners, remember, we're bringing our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. So if you know someone who's graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them along with their family to get in the basketball game that night as well. Her email is hkeener@fcanights.us. Thanks for listening today, and thank you, Mrs. Keener, for joining us on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller. Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.